be together in sports ministry. Philippians 1, 27 through 30. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. The servants of God are called to be together. Paul's ministry experiences are outlined in Philippians 1, 12 through 26. There he focuses the letter from his life to the lives of the Philippians. He is calling the Philippians to live Christ-like lives in the context of Philippians 1, 27 through 2, 18. The first paragraph of that section consists of one sentence in which the Apostle Paul told the Philippians to be unified and to stand firm in the face of opposition. He commanded them to let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ was the statement that held the entire section together, 1:27 to 2:18. Every other admonition seems to point at this exhortation. These verses have two terms that convey the picture of intense effort exerted by the athlete in the games. Paul uses manan only to start a new idea. The word makes the reader see the single demand for the believer's life. In so doing, he stresses the one essential thing for the Christian is to live in a manner worthy, axios, of the gospel of Christ. Paul wrote earlier of spreading the gospel. This section focuses on the way the Philippians were to live their lives. The genitive, tau, Christou, of Christ is either objective or subjective. He had used this phrase to make sure the Philippians knew that they were blessed when they had received the gospel, and this blessing was something that made them responsible. The phrase hina, eyeta, elthon, kai, hidan, umas, eyeta, apan, akua, ta, pere, uman. So whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you. Emphasize Paul's desire to hear something before he arrived in Philippi. He wanted to know that even in the face of opposition, they were standing firm and united. The prepositional phrase, eni, pneumate, one spirit, is the unity that he wants to see. The word synophentes, striving side by side, is a present participle, and it describes the stand and shows the unity hoped for by Paul from the Philippians. Paul wants them engaged in the process of evangelization. The prefix soon speaks of the Philippians that strived alongside each other. Evangelism is not a passive event. Instead, like an athlete in competition, they were to be actively sharing the gospel. The apostle earlier used san ethleo in Philippians 4:3, speaking of Yodia and Syntyche. These two women had worked together to spread the gospel, but now were in conflict at the time when Paul wrote. He may have mentioned their division as a contrast to what he expected here in verse 27. The word sunalentes is athletic in nature. Hawthorne says, with it, Paul quickly changes the picture from soldiers at battle stations to athletes working as a team, side by side, playing the game, not as several individuals, but together as one person, with one mind, mia psyche, for one goal. Their competition was to be done by ta pistei tou euangelio, for the faith of the gospel. The word tai pistei is a dative of interest or advantage and is for the faith. The word tau euangelio is genitive and can be subjective, adjective, attributive, opposition, and possession. These are the possible translations: faith brought about by the gospel, faith in the gospel, faith based on the gospel, faith which is the gospel, and faith belonging to the gospel, respectively. Their faith was under attack, and Paul did not want them to forget it. Paul does not want them to be afraid of the opposition. He also wanted them to understand their present circumstances. Faith and suffering are gifts from God. In fact, the suffering of the Philippians tied them to the Apostle Paul's mission. The word agon, conflict, is a term that was including them in what he had experienced. Their circumstances may be different, but their contest of faith was a common one of exertion and struggle, self-denial and adversity, where a fighter perseveres to win. The Philippian believers had seen Paul's fight during his visit, Aidetai, and they were hearing akuta of his present fight in this epistle, Philippians 1:12-26, and from Epaphras' report, 2:25. He was not a quitter and continued to fight for the gospel. He wanted the Philippians to fight as he had fought. Throughout the book of Philippians, Paul paints a battle, and in it is his life passion, which is to proclaim Christ even in adverse circumstances.